All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that's pre-recorded, but yet still live from the lair! I got some advice to give out to this young man out there. His name is Steve. All right, he's 16 years old. Been watching my show for a few years. This is going to be hard here because this guy's only 16, and he's very down on himself. All right, so he says, I'm 16, I'm not happy with my life. I've been there. All right, I understand exactly what you're saying here. I've been going to school, playing video games, mainly I go to school because they make me, and I've been playing video games online since roughly I was 10 years old. I feel like I'm trapped behind the console. I now have a weight problem, and I know health issues are around the corner because type 2 diabetes runs in my family. I don't like how I look in the mirror. I have a low self-esteem. And I don't know how to get out of this conundrum. I feel trapped. How do I get out of it? Do you have any advice?
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
Again, I do this to keep people north of the grass. And when young men are this young, and they are talking like this, this does not have a good long-term outcome if it is ignored. All right, now he didn't go into this into his letter, but I am going to wager.
Hold on to your butts.
That Steve here is in a broken home, being raised by a single mother. She parked him behind the screen because it's easier than a babysitter. Doesn't really have to interact with the child that much. He'll entertain himself and then graduated to video games roughly, 8 to 10 years old. There's a whole bunch of studies out there that too much screen exposure causes a short circuit in the dopamine receptors in your brain. So a lot of these kids only really experience some of the better emotions after they beat the big boss or complete a level or something along those lines in front of a video game. I have seen horror-a-thons of some of these young men sitting behind these video games and literally playing for up to 36 to 48 hours, pissing in bottles, eating fast food in between, whatever's going on. Drinking 2 liters of Coca-Cola.
Oh, God. I'm going to have diarrhea again. Mom! Bathroom!
Oh, that's a big boy, isn't he?
All right, so there's no exercise there. He's got a dopamine problem going on in his thinking meat. More than likely, he said he has a weight problem. Drinking, a couple liters of some type of soda a day. Eating pizza, fast food, what have you. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite and tell you I didn't do these things when I was young. Because I did. But I didn't do it every single day. I had other things going on in my life.
The six demons died.
In fact, I think the longest I've ever sat behind a screen and played video games was about 8 hours. And I used to play this game called Total Annihilation, and then you could get like boost packs and other modifications to the game, which make it even way better. And I would have 4 to 6 people over, and we would sit behind that computer and just wage war for up to 8 hours straight, eating pizza, drinking Coca-Cola, what have you. I did go to the gym during this time. I was in my early to mid-20s. I competed as a kickboxer and a boxer, and I spent anywhere between 2 to 4, 4.5 hours, sometimes more, in the gym up to 5 days a week, especially if I was training for a fight. If I was just maintaining, I was in the gym 3 to 4 days a week for, you know, 2 hours. When you work out like that, you can get away with eating like a garbage cow and drinking that much soda and what have you for a while. After I got married, I didn't have enough time to do that video game stuff to that extent. I still did it now and again, maybe once every, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I also played Dungeons and Dragons on Tuesday nights from like 6 o'clock to 11:30 at night, once a week. I played that religiously, and that helped me maintain my imagination, which I still have to this day. All right, now, when young men feel trapped like this, it's not good. And the fact that he sent me this little note asking for help, speaks volumes to the man himself. Because you're 16, you're a man. All right, you can literally be enlisted into the armed forces in an emergency situation and sent forward to, to die for this country or whatever country you're in. I'm assuming it's the United States. America, fuck yeah! All right, what I'm going to tell you now is not really going to be easy, but I'm just telling you the truth here, okay? You need to go on intermittent fasting. Start off with, eating your 3 meals in an 8-hour window. After that, no snacking, nothing other than water. Then you need to shrink that 8 hours down to 6, and then take it down to about 4 or 5. And then you're going to have to start restricting the calories. Chances are you're going through 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day sitting behind a computer screen. You only need a 16-year-old kid. You're inactive. Maybe you need 2,200 calories to maintain what you got. So more than likely, you're going to have to bring it down to about 1,800 calories. And then you're going to have to put down the game controller.
Why, God, why?
Walk out the front door. Walk a mile. Do that for a week. Then you walk a mile and a quarter. You do that for a week. A mile and a half. You do that for a week. And then you take it up to 2 miles. You do that for about 2 weeks. All right? Now, you might have to take a day off here and there because of muscle soreness and what have you. But, your body hasn't been used. You got to start using it. It's a machine. You can have a Lamborghini. It can be the most expensive, top-of-the-line Lamborghini. You park it in the driveway. You never drive it. In 5 years, the thing's going to be worth fuck all. Brake line's gone. Fuel line's gone. Hose is dry rotted. It's going to cost an insane amount of money to get it back up to speed. Now, fortunately for you, you're 16. Your body can handle the stress. You're just going to have to restrict your calories. Start walking. Once you get up to walking, about 3-4 miles a day, and it's not a big deal anymore, that'll take you maybe 90 days. While you're doing this, you're going to see some of the poundage come off. And while you're doing this intermittent fasting, you need to cut out the carbs and the sugars. They are not your friend, especially if type 2 is running in your family. Being fat and eating sugar is pretty much a guaranteed way to wind up with a type 2 diabetes. And at 16, the way you're going now, you could be a type 2 diabetic by the time you're 30. By the time you're 50, they'll start cutting shit off your body. And by the time you're 55, 60, you could be blind. Not to mention, it's going to age your meat suit very quickly, especially once that insulin gets really high and the sugar gets high in your body. It's literally like sandpaper and rust rolling around in your veins and arteries. And that irritation that causes is your body's going to try to fix the irritation by sticking cholesterol on there, and you're going to narrow your arteries. You'll have heart disease. There's a reason why obesity leads to all forms of death. All forms of mortality is linked to obesity.
How dare you?
I know it sounds boring. I got it. You're used to the dopamine, what have you. You're 16, more than likely at that age, you're either in 10th or 11th grade in high school. You could easily get yourself up to speed in a summer. I mean, get up, walking around, do something. My advice, try to play football, join the wrestling team, one or the other. If you can, do both. The lessons you learn in wrestling, you will never forget. The takedown defense, you'll never forget that. You learn how to handle yourself against another one-on-one individual around your body weight. And even if you lose and they tease you and they make fun of you, so what? Fuck them. By the time you get out of high school, you're not going to talk to those people. More than likely, you only see them at reunions if you go. I mean, when I graduated high school, I went in the Army. And I only ran into guys I went to high school with very sparingly. If they were not in my circle of friends, I literally didn't run into them. And if a few occasions I did, it was rocky at best. I got it. Do not let this hopelessness you're feeling set in. All right? You need to keep it moving. Now, hopelessness is going to show up in every person's life at some point or another. It is inevitable. Okay? But do not make a bed for it to sleep in your head. Do not roll out a lazy boy so it can hang out with you. Hopelessness shows up. You acknowledge it. You shake its hand. You tell it you're busy. I have other things to fucking do. Because you're 16. You can radically change your destiny. It is all up to you. At the end of the day, it's up to you. And if you do not have the intestinal fortitude to do it 100% by yourself, get yourself down to a decent body weight and get yourself in shape and go in the fucking military. They will whip your ass into shape. You don't have to make a career out of it unless you want to. You know, and I only suggest doing this if everything else fails. All right, because I cannot in good faith push people willy-nilly to go into the military. But, you know, you're 16, you're up against it, and you want to change yourself. You're going to have to step into the fire. That's just the way it is. Every weapon out there is forged and is done with hammers, heat, and a whole lot of goddamn pain. That's what it's going to take. All right, now, please don't take this as criticism, because that's not what this is. This is Uncle Pop here telling you, if you want to unfuck yourself, the combination to that is all within you.
Damn right!
If you keep doing this, it gets harder and harder after you turn 18. By the time you're 38, it is very, very hard to reverse. Very hard. You make it into your, you know, 48 or 46, good luck. All right. You don't want to be that guy. Especially this is running in your family. Do not let that happen to you. Because you're doing it to yourself. And I think you know that. I do. I hope you found this talk helpful. I really do. So please, you know, send me an email if you guys have any questions or want to ask any more advice. You know, I mean, I used to do this as a sergeant in the Army for like 30 plus years. I would do it once or twice a day. I have guys say, hey, Sergeant, I got a problem. And I'd listen to it and I'd go, okay. And I'd give them their options, you know. And I would say over half the time they took the advice and there was a good outcome. And the rest of the time, they didn't, and shit went south. It just is what it is. Anyway, you guys take it easy, and I will talk to you later.